Genocia. I'm not exactly sure how to pronounce it. It's spelled Genocya. Local metal there for you. Yes, I'm still doing local music. It is the Motor/Motor Live Drive at 5 show. You are listening to WHFR Dearborn, by the way. That's a song called Hatred in the Flesh from a latest release called Ever Descent. Anyway, they are going to be playing the Berserker 2 Festival coming up in March. That's the second weekend. It's March 11th through 14th. I am really looking forward to that. I really enjoyed the first one last year. Going to be happening again like it did last year at the Loving Touch. It's basically 4 days of hard rock, metal, punk, just the heavy in-your-face stuff. You know, if you enjoyed what you've been hearing the last 15 or 20 minutes, then it's your festival. And it's happening again in Ferndale, and it's all in one location. So you get to see, over the course of the 4 nights, I forget what ridiculous amount it is. It's well over 40 bands, and you don't have to like get in your car and drive around like some of the other festivals. That's one of the reasons why I really like this festival. And even if you don't like everything, you know, for the cost and the fact that you don't have to drive around, you can stay in one spot and hang out, you know, highly worth it. I highly recommend, at least in my personal opinion anyway. So they're going to be playing there. Before that, I played a band called Satyrasis, I think, Satyrasis. I'm just getting to learn about some of these bands. That was a track called Waltz for a Marionette, and that's from their latest called Of the Dead. And if you're interested in that, you can go online right now, and you should be able to get that for free. So good stuff there. We started off with my buddies Bison Machine, a couple of tracks from their latest Hoar Frost. We heard Cosmic Arc and the Viking song. I forgot the exact title, but you know. So as I told you before, there's not going to be a live band here at 5 o'clock. We're already a couple minutes after, aren't we? But we do have lots of great stuff to play for you. In a minute, I'm going to play a couple of tracks from Coffin Cats, and then I'm going to play some Blue Snaggletooth and some Nice Hooves. Nice Hooves are going to be at that festival at Jumbo's this Saturday. It's called No Rest Fest. It's a line of hard rock bands: Golden Torso, Reverend, Old God, Snafu. I mean, good show there. Low Dough too. And that's happening, so I'm going to play Nice Hooves for that. Again, so let's see. Let's do a couple of tracks from the Coffin Cats. Let's do Blue Snaggletooth, Nice Hooves. And I think I'm going to take the rest of the time that we have up until 6 o'clock, and we're going to do a spotlight on Danny Croha. I'm going to play some Danny and the Darlene, some Demolition Dowrod, some Corey's, and a track or two from his latest one. I don't want to give it away too much. I'll give you a taste of it, and then he's going to give you a better taste of that next week. He is going to be here live in the studio at 5 o'clock, and he's going to play tracks off his latest. So definitely looking forward to that. That's going to be awesome. So let's do it. Here's a couple tracks from the Coffin Cats from Forever for Hire. We're going to hear a track called Graveyard Tree Zero and Small Block and Flathead. This is on the Stomp record label, and it looks like the release date is 2009. They're going to be, again, headlining a show tomorrow at the Token Lounge with the Gutter Ghouls and Against the Grain. So here's the Coffin Cats.
A shame was in the dark of things. Things I didn't believe. I like to live my life in reality. I knew she was a freak and more or less insane. She had the darkest spell on me. In a word, she told me I will soon be dead. For voices that I simply wouldn't understand. Maybe you are crazy, what I always said to her. Oh, I won't go now, she left a
Yeah. Ranger Station.
I'd like to report a bear hug.
Okay.
I put out my campfire and Smokey Bear hugged me.
So you drowned the fire, you stirred it, drowned it again, and felt that it was cold?
Uh-huh.
Yep, he's just letting you know you did good.
Bear hug from Smokey Bear. Status update.
I'm gonna let you go now.
There are many ways to start a fire, but one sure way to put it out. Learn how you can do your part at SmokeyBear.com.
Sponsored by the U.S. Forest Service Ad Council and your state forester.
Hey, parents of children with asthma, here's another hit from the Breathe Easies.
Come on and clean up the mold. Whoa. Clean up the mold. Whoa. Mold can trigger asthma in kids young and old. Come on and clean up the mold. Whoa. Clean up the mold in your house.
Whoa. This song may be fun, but childhood asthma is not. Preventing asthma attacks can be as simple as cleaning up the mold and mildew in your house. For more Breathe Easy tips to help stop asthma attacks, go to noattacks.org, brought to you by the EPA and the Ad Council.
The 5101 Restaurant is Henry Ford College's innovative on-campus dining experience. The restaurant is operated by students and staff of HSC's Hospitality Studies program and offers a learning experience for the students combined with a delicious and affordable meal for you. The 5101 is open Tuesday through Thursday from 11:15 a.m. to 1 p.m. and Wednesday and Thursday evenings from 6 p.m. to 7:45. Reservations are suggested and can be made at 313-206-5101. That's 313-206-5101. See you soon at HFC's 5101 restaurant.
The performing arts are an important facet of life. There is no substitute for the relationship between audience and performer. Your contributions to the Henry Ford College Theater Program enable students and faculty to continue promoting HFC's artistic standards. By becoming a member of the Friends of HFC Theater, you are allowing the theater program to prosper through establishing a scholarship fund, improving costume and scene shop facilities, and enabling the continuation of musical theater productions. For more information on becoming a Friend of HFC Theater, call 313-845-6478.
I'm Michael Lintman, host of Noise Pollution every Sunday at 1 p.m. Here at WHFR, we've been broadcasting from Henry Ford College for 30 years, and we'd like to thank all our loyal listeners for being a part of our family. 30 years later, and we're still making waves.
Hi, I'm Adam, host of The Director's Chair. In 1985, the Goonies looked for treasure, and we went back to the future. But most importantly, WHFR was born. From all of us here at WHFR, we'd like to thank you for 30 years, and here's to 30 more. If you keep listening, we'll keep playing.
Hey, parents.
You will find. Think of all those things you will.
You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. That is a track called Stillness More Than Action. Actually, there's a couple more minutes left of that track, but I want to squeeze some stuff in, so hopefully that'll work for you. That's from a self-titled CD from Nice Hooves, just simply titled Nice Hooves. And that's, again, a track called Stillness More Than Action, and that's on the Bellyache record label. Came out a couple of years ago. For that, what did we play? Yeah, I'm losing track here. We played Blue Snaggletooth. Yeah, one of my favorite acts right now. They've got a new one out, and that's where that's from. It's called Beyond Thule, and that was a track called Ahamkara, or Ahamkara, rather, and that's on the Arbco record label. Before that, a couple of things from the Coffin Cat, Small Block and Flathead, and the other one, Graveyard Tree Zero, both coming from Forever for Hire on Stomp Records. Okay, as promised, I'm going to do a little spotlight on Danny Croha, since he's going to be coming into the studio to do a live set for us next week to showcase his new stuff. And we're going to play a track or two maybe off of that new one as well. But I thought I'd start off with something that, of course, is part of his career, and that's the Demolition Doll Rods. And we're going to play a couple of tracks from them. Demolition Doll Rods. This first one comes from There Is a Difference from, looks like, approximately 2006. And we're going to hear a track called Where My Baby Be. After that, we're going to hear something from the simply entitled Demolition Doll Rods. Actually, it's at SLEF. I'm not sure what that means exactly. Oh, self-titled. somebody miswrote on the label on the CD. Yeah, it's a self-titled CD. I think it was their first one from 2004. We're going to hear something from that one, and that's going to be Go No Further. After that, I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to play a couple tracks from Danny and the Darlenes from their latest, Stink, and then we'll go from there. I'll squeeze in a couple tracks from his new one, and before I get out of here, I'm going to play some Gories, since that's kind of like where it all began for him, at least the first band that he's most noted for, where he played with Mick Collins from the Dirt Bombs. So that's what I'm going to do for the next 30 minutes before I get out of here, so don't go away. Right now, as promised, here's the Demolition Doll Rods.
Where my If you want me, go to the market. If you want bread, travel bakery. If you want love, sweet darling, go no further. 'Cause I got everything that you need. Want fish? Go to the sea. Want love? Don't go no further. Just come on home to me.
Go to the bank. You want honey? Go to the bees. You want love? Go no further. I'm everything that you need.
You got to love somebody.
Demolition Dowel Rods, Go No Further from self-titled CD from 04. Before that, we heard another track called Where My Baby Be from There Is a Difference from 06. Right now, let's play a couple tracks from Danny and the Darlene's Stink that came out about a year or so ago. And this is on Neptune Records. We're going to hear La Fleur de Mal and Can't Kill the Rooster.
Thank you.
right. Danny and the Darlenes, featuring Danny Croja, of course. That's from a CD called Stink, and that's on Neptune Records, based out of Ann Arbor. We heard Les Fleurs de Mal, which basically, I think, translates to bad flowers, and Can't Kill the Rooster, of course. Good stuff there from Danny and the Darlenes. Now we're going to switch over to his latest that has just come out. This is on Third Man Records, which, if you don't know already, that's Jack White's label. It's a CD called Angels Watching Over Me, and he gets really back to the roots of music in this. This is like old-time blues, gospel, and folk. I mean, we're talking stuff that came out, some of it like over 100 years ago. So I'm going to play a couple tracks. First one is called Walking Boss. And according to the liner notes, it's from the Great Folkways LP, Old Time Music at Clarence Ashley's. He originally played it on the banjo, but here Danny adapts it to the baritone dulcimer in the style of I.D. Stamper. After that, we're going to hear Run Little Children, the only track on this CD that is an original by Danny, the only song that he wrote. He was sitting by a pond in a park in Rochester, New York, playing his diddly bow. And this one came to him. Sunhouse lived in that town for some years, and he likes to think that Sunhouse was smiling on him as he played this tune. Anyway, this is a couple of tracks from Angels Watching Over Me, the brand new one from Danny Croja.
Don't belong to you.
Danny Croha from his brand new record, Angels Watching Over Me, on Third Man Records. That was Run Little Children, the only original on there. He does covers for the rest of the CD, but good stuff nevertheless. And you'll be able to hear a lot more of it next week when he comes into the studio and does a live set for us at 5 o'clock next Thursday on Motor Live Drive at 5. Alrighty. Going to squeeze in a few more. As promised, we're going to do something from the Gorries. I only have one of their LPs, but I think this is a good representation of what the Gorries sound like. Again, this was Danny and Mick Collins of Dirt Bombs fame. This was their band before Dirt Bombs and before Demolition Doll Rod. This is what they were doing. So good stuff there. Peg O'Neill on drums, Danny on vocals and guitar, and Mick on vocals, guitar, and harmonica. This is from a CD called I Know You Fine, But How You Doin'? And this is on Crypt Records, based out of New York. We're going to play a few tracks. We'll squeeze whatever we can in for 6 o'clock, and then Radio Mystery Theater comes out. And we've got Brave New World. That's what's actually going to be on the radio for your listening pleasure. So I thank you for listening. I will see you next week for Sounds from the Quarter and Motor Live Drive at 5. Otherwise, this is the Gorries from, again, their LP, I Know You Fine, But How You Doing? We're going to play at least a couple of tracks. Hey, Hey, We're the Gorries, You Make It Move, Detroit Breakdown, and maybe another one or two if we can squeeze it in. But other than that, thanks. Take care.
Gorries from Detroit, hot off the press. It's going to jump on you, baby, and it's going to stay in your dress. Here it comes.
Try it in 33, that'll help, right? Thank you. You're listening to WHFR Dearborn.
Ladies and gentlemen, the distinguished author, Mr. Aldous Huxley.
Brave New World is a fantastic parable about the dehumanization of human beings. In the negative utopia described in my story, man has been subordinated to his own inventions. Science, technology, social organization, these things have ceased to serve man. They have become his masters. A quarter of a century has passed since the book was published. In that time, our world has taken so many steps in the wrong direction that if I were writing today, I would date my story not 600 years in the future, but at the most 200. The price of liberty and even of common humanity is eternal vigilance.
CBS Radio, a division of the Columbia Broadcasting System and its 217 affiliated stations, present the premier broadcast of the CBS Radio Workshop, radio's distinguished series dedicated to man's imagination, the theater of the mind.